Current News. I'm John Scott. One cyber expert says today's global outage will take time to fully repair.
Down Detector, which tracks user-reported disruptions to the internet, recorded that many services across the world have been affected by the outage, although the disruption appeared piecemeal and was apparently related to whether the companies use Microsoft cloud-based services. Cyber expert James Bohr told the AP real harm would be caused by the outage because systems we've come to rely on at critical times are not going to be available.
We've got all of these critical systems. We've got obviously hospitals, airlines, banks. I've heard that there's emergency services involved.
I'm Charles de Ledesma, London.
Also at SRNnews.com, Donald Trump closed out the four-day Republican National Convention in Milwaukee.
With faith and devotion, I proudly accept your nomination for President of the United States.
Accepting the GOP nomination for a third time, Donald Trump appealed for national unity and then described the assassination attempt in personal terms.
In a certain way, I felt very safe because I had God on my side.
He called for healing, said the country must be rescued from failed leadership, and vowed to be a president for all of America, not half of America. At the Republican National Convention, Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
Thousands of mourners filled a Pennsylvania banquet hall to remember the former fire chief who was fatally shot during the attempted assassination of former President Trump. Mr. Trump sent a note of condolence, hailing Corey Comparator as a hero. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 398 points, the NASDAQ losing 162. This is SRN News. A Christian photographer fights for freedom in New York.
Emily Carpenter doesn't want to work on gay weddings, but the state's non-discrimination act would force her to do just that. Carpenter is fighting in that law, and now the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that her suit can continue. The justices say a lower court must reconsider its ruling against Carpenter, given last year's Supreme Court decision that a Christian web designer cannot be compelled to build websites for gay weddings. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
South Korea's highest court has ruled that same-sex couples are eligible to receive the same health insurance benefits as heterosexual couples. The South Korean Supreme Court has decided that the State Health Insurance Agency's refusal to provide spousal insurance coverage for gay couples is an act of discrimination that violates the constitutional principle of equality. This ruling is final and cannot be appealed. This is SRN News. GOP vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance's 2016 memoir and its movie adaptation are skyrocketing up the charts.
Hillbilly Elegy, a memoir of a family and culture in crisis, a glimpse into Vance's life growing up in a poor blue-collar family with a drug-addicted mother, has jumped to the top of Amazon's bestseller list. The Netflix adaptation, directed by Ron Howard and starring Glenn Close, has seen viewership increase by nearly 1,200%. The senator from Ohio and Marine Corps veteran formally accepted the nomination Wednesday night at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The Downtown Aquarium in Denver has a new resident, a rare orange lobster that was rescued from a shipment of crustaceans delivered to a Red Lobster restaurant in Pueblo, Colorado. The staff named it Crush. That's after the Denver Broncos' legendary Orange Crush defense from the 70s. More details at SRNnews.com.